بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we like to talk about raising of children and upbringing and what have you. Somebody sent me a very beautiful story. And the story is a true story. And the story goes that the Kenyan runner, Abel Mutai, was only a few meters from the finish line, but he got confused with the signs and stopped, thinking that he had finished the race. A Spanish man, Ivan Fernandez, was right behind him, and realizing what was going on, he started shouting to the Kenyan to keep running. Mutai doesn't know Spanish, and he didn't understand. Realizing what was going on, Fernandez pushed Mutai to victory. A reporter asked Ivan, "Why did you do this?" Ivan replied, "My dream is that one day we can have some sort of community life where we push ourselves and help each other to win." The reporter insisted. He said, "But why did you let the Kenyan win?" Ivan replied, "I didn't let him win. He was going to win anyway. The race was his." The reporter insisted and asked him again, "But you could have won." Ivan looked at him and replied, "But what would be the merit of my victory? What would be the honor of that medal? What would my mother think of it? What would my mother think of it?" Values are transmitted from generation to generation. What values do we teach our children? And how much do you inspire others to learn? Most of us take advantage of people's weaknesses instead of helping to strengthen them. Now, what a fantastic story that is. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you of something which I say all the time, which is that we listen with our eyes. We listen with our eyes. Children listen with their eyes. We listen with our eyes. Children or we do not care what we say until they see what we do. Now, this is the issue that we have to keep on reminding ourselves and say that people don't care what I say until they see what I do. Now, think about this guy, this Ivan Fernandez. What kind of mother he must have had? Or must have, that he is saying to him the value of something is if his mother thinks it was worth it. Now, what kind of values did she inculcate in him? Because this is the final test of the pudding. The final test of the pudding as far as your children are concerned is, what do they do when you are not there? What do they do when you are not there? Now, in our case, we talk about the omnipresence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, and of course He is. So we are constantly thinking in terms of what would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is watching, Allah is hearing, Allah is listening, Allah is with us, wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum, He is with you wherever you are. And so therefore whatever I do must fit that framework, it must fit that, the thing to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me and I'm aware of His presence in my life. Now, despite that, we do things wrong. I mean, may Allah protect us from ourselves. Now, imagine here are people who probably don't have that top of the mind thing in their minds. I don't know what is in their minds. I don't want to deny that. But more than likely, it's not in their minds. They are just operating from the principles, the values, the ethics, the morals that their parents have inculcated in them. And they come up with such beautiful things. So here is this man who is saying, even though he could have won the race, because I mean, it's not the job of your competitor
to help you to win. The competitor is your competitor, and his job is to compete with you, and he's competing with you. So if in the normal course of things, Ivan Fernandez would have been very happy to win the race. But he says, what's the honor of winning? Here was a man who's running faster than I am. He was the winner of the race. It's just that in the end, he got confused, and he would have lost for that reason. And if Ivan had just continued to run in his lane, Ivan would have won the race, and nobody could have disputed that. But the point is that the man decided not to do that. He decided instead to help his competitor to win. Just think about that. What does that show about the values of this guy Ivan? Is the race important, or is it important that I must stand for integrity? I must stand for honesty. Apart from helping somebody else, I mean that is something that he did and he wanted to do, but it comes out of his own integrity. To say that I cannot take advantage of somebody else's weakness, I cannot take advantage of somebody else's competition. This is the absolute opposite of what we teach, for example, in our business management courses, when you're talking about capturing a section of the market and whatnot, and increasing your market share and, you know, competing in the so-called free market economy. If we, instead of competing the whole time, if we thought about collaborating, if we thought about cooperating, believe me, this world would be a very, very different place. Very different place, and very different in a very positive sense. Now, that does not mean that you would have lost. You don't lose by that. You compete, and you still make money. In my city, in Hyderabad, we have, it's a strange phenomenon. We have entire markets that are exclusively for a particular thing. So we have jewelry markets, we have hardware markets, we have cloth markets. And in that cloth market, for example, all the shops are cloth shops. I mean, there's no one else. In the hardware market, all those shops are hardware shops. Now, a strange thing that happens, strange for others, I mean, for us, this is normal, but it's worthy of mention. The strange thing that happens is that if you go into one of these hardware shops, for example, and you are looking for something and you don't find it, you ask the guy, do you have this? He said, no, but I will get it for you. And then he will send his shop assistant to the next shop, which is his competitor, to get that article from the competitor, and he will get it from the competition, and he will sell you that article. So here is a guy who is helping his competition get business, right? This man is not saying, I will get it from somewhere. He's right there in front of you. He will send the guy across. Similarly with the cloth shops and so on. So we see this example of so-called competition helping each other. And if you ask them, they say, no, this is okay. I mean, he's my competitor, that's fine. But, you know, we are all in the same business, and, you know, we help each other to win. And that's our motto. This is the thing that I want to say to you, that, you know, let's not blindly follow the trend of the world, because as you can see, it's not getting us anywhere. This world is today in a bad situation, and situation doesn't happen by itself. It happens because we make it bad, and we make it bad because we are in this dog eat dog competitive mindset, where even if you win, what do you get? So instead of that, if we look at life more collaboratively, and there are many, many instances in the Seerah and in the lives of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, to the extent of course, there is also revelation of the Quran based on this in Surah Al-Insan and other places, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the collaborative spirit of the Muslims, of how people put others and others' needs ahead of themselves and their own needs. I remind myself and you, at the end of the day, Islam is the name of our practice. Islam is only as good as what we can practice in our lives. It doesn't matter what we know, only what we do will help us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, which is automatically beneficial for us, and to save us from that which does not please Him, which is automatically harmful for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.